Last year, the COP26 summit in Glasgow was one of the most important events of the year to commit to climate change. For nearly 30 years, the United Nations has hosted this summit, and this year, COP27 will happen in Egypt. One of the significant actions for this conference is to mobilize action before 2030 to have an achievable plan for climate action. The Wire's contributor from RTRFM, Tom Reynolds, asked Professor of Sustainability at Curtin University, Peter Newman, ahead of the meeting, his role at the COP27 summit.
Well, I am in the tent rather than outside the tent, the tent being where all the delegates and politicians and so on are meeting. I've been in the IPCC for 10 years, and the last 3 years I was running the transport chapter, which came out as part of the mitigation report in April this year. So I have been asked to run the table on transport that will be available for anyone to come and find out what the report is actually saying, ask any question they want, and to participate in some of the roundtable discussions that will be held all that week.
Now, each COP usually has a theme or sort of a goal that is, telegraphed before the event. Is there a mission to this year's COP or an expectation of what collectively people want to happen after it?
Well, there is, and it was set in the Paris Agreement. That was the most amazing thing to have brought together all that political turmoil you talked about earlier, and that came out in 2016. It was finally ratified every country in the world, and that is to get to net zero by 2050. And the key thing then is let's see what we can do by 2030, and the UN's pushing for 50%. If you can get to 50% by 2030, then you're well on the way. You've certainly peaked and are going down. And each year since the Paris Agreement, countries have been encouraged to ratchet up their commitment to that cause. And so at Glasgow, it was a bit weak. That was the last one, mainly because of COVID and the distraction of that, but also it was just a bit early and our mitigation report hadn't come out.
As a younger person, and I think this is a generational thing, a lot of younger people feel quite bitter, I think, about the conditions of the world that it feels we are being handed over. Do you think that's a reasonable position for younger people to feel given how things are standing right now? And are you optimistic about, our potential to avert the worst case scenarios?
Well, I was a younger person in 1970 when I first heard about the problem of climate change, and it was totally overwhelming at that point because it seemed to us that, well, there was nothing much happening on a global scale, and there wasn't, but we had to start moving. And so I've been essentially working on this for 50-odd years. At every step, you do feel a bit let down that it's not going fast enough and that there is certainly so much more to do. But we have been winning, and the wins are always a great delight.
So I understand what you're saying there is that, yes, it is incremental, but it's not superficial change. It's incremental because it's a profound structural reshaping of the very foundations of the global economic system. Is that sort of the gist of it?
Yeah, that's the gist of it. We have a master's in climate emergency, so we actually believe it is an emergency. But it's not as though they're going to come in and learn some immediate things that can just flick the switch and all of a sudden we're not using fossil fuels. That isn't possible. Greta has played a very important role in alerting the world to the need for change. And there's no question that that process is now working its way through on how to make these incremental changes along with structural change. And it's not as though there's a manual to show you how to do it. You have to actually work it out as you're going. It is different and it is challenging for every profession. And those professions that say, well, the manual says you've got to do it this way, they have to actually throw it away and start again. And the younger professionals in these areas are quite happy to do that. They can see the need for that change and they're ready for it. So it is a exciting time. As far as I'm concerned, it's incredibly exciting after 50 years of waiting for these changes to happen. And they are happening. So it is a question of how fast.
That was Professor of Sustainability at Curtin University, Peter Newman, ending the story from RTRFM's Tom Reynolds in Perth.